This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Lock and Load. I literally got carried away with so much junk that I just forgot to do certain things like connect. Live radio is full of drama, I'm telling you. But it's also Friday, so that means we're going to do a wrap-up of things that were found to be important at thetruthaboutguns.com, and that means we're going to be joined right now by Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Hey there, Bill. How are you?
Just trying to, well, like I said, I got sort of absent-minded. I was in here. I was like, let's get this ready, let's get that ready, let's get ahead of this, let's get ahead of that. And then I look up, and the guy's like, hey, man, you going to come do this show or what? So luckily, I looked up at the right time, so board op saves the day. So producers rule. So, truth about guns. What did you guys find fascinating this week?
Oh, there was a lot fascinating this week. One of them. Best things is something called the Small Arms Survey was released this week, and it was a survey of all the civilian-owned firearms throughout the world, 200-some countries. How they did that, I'm not sure. Even they admitted that there's not really good data on that. They guesstimated. They looked at tea leaves. They did the best they could. But by their reckoning, there's almost 900 million small arms in the world. And the good news is people in the United States own 46% of those, about 393 million firearms.
Have you ever seen the figure of 660 from some group that got together and said, we looked at imports, we looked at this, we looked at manufacturing, we looked at this. Have you ever seen that one?
I've seen that too. I'm thinking that might be on the high side. I think this is low. I'd be surprised that there's less than about 450 or 500 million firearms owned in the U.S.
Yeah.
By these numbers, that's about 1.2 for every man, woman, and child in the country. And that, according to them, is up 4% in 2017 over the previous year. We just keep buying more.
Yeah, and it probably, that those numbers, do you think when people look at those numbers, they really fathom how many that is?
No, I think after a certain point, it's like, it just becomes amorphous and they can't even comprehend how many firearms that is. The people who make it their business to advocate for civilian disarmament certainly understand those numbers. And in fact, one of the things that really vexed the survey people was this: only about 12% of the guns in the world are registered, which is a real shame.
Yeah.
crying big crocodile tears over that.
Well, I mean,
all week,
you know, we've been hearing when Obama came into office, they said we had 300 million guns in the United States. When he left office, they said we have 300 million guns in the United States.
And yeah, I know.
Wasn't it like in June of 2015 that he had 100 million background checks while he was in office?
Yeah, something like that. And obviously not every background check is a gun sale. A lot of background checks are done for a concealed carry permit.
Right.
Or other things. But then again, some background checks are done for multiple gun purchases. It's only one check if you're buying three guns at a time.
Right.
So, it's drastically underestimated, I believe. They say 46% of the households in the U.S., about 50 million households. I think that's well over 50%. Again, most people, when they get a phone call or contacted by someone conducting a survey, somebody on the phone they've never spoken to before, and they're asked whether they own firearms, not everybody's going to say yes. A lot of people are going to say, none of your damn business. So.
Well, I mean, the other thing is, for like with illegal immigrants, haven't we been stuck on 11 million for the longest time? How do we stay on these constant numbers?
Yeah, I keep hearing 11, 12 million, and yeah, that's been about the number forever. Yet we hear supposedly there's still a flood of them coming over the border. Then again, we hear some are self-deporting. So I don't think anybody has a real handle on that number. Who knows? And it's the same, again, same thing with guns. I'm just glad that we have 46% of the world stock, and I know that if we try really, really hard, we can get that up to over 50% here in the next 2 years.
Well, I know that number is probably low, like you say. And the good part, do we know where the most of the registered guns are? They're not here in the United States, are they?
Yeah, I doubt it. They didn't really detail that. I just was surprised that it was that low a number at first. But then when you think about it, I guess I'm not that surprised. You know, in countries like Yemen or surprisingly India was very high in the civilian owned firearms number. Yeah. I can't imagine that they have effective gun registration schemes in those countries. They probably have no idea who owns guns or how many, that type of thing. So, their guns all over the world, and governments are inherently inefficient and generally incompetent. The fact that only 12% really shouldn't surprise anyone.
Here's the thing that... This is basically a number that they admit is just a guess, right?
Yes.
So for them, the probable news who made this report? I saw it. I talked about it for a brief minute, but then I got to thinking: how on earth did they know, and how did they find out?
Yeah, it supposedly took them 10 years to arrive at this number. It was a decade-long survey.
Right.
I don't know who specifically makes up the Small Arms Survey. I think it's actually at smallarmsurvey.com on the Internet. I'm sure the details are there as to who these people are. And I'd just like to know who's paying somebody to work for 10 years to come up with this. That's interesting, too.
Well, like in Texas, if you have a concealed carry permit, do you have to go through a background check if you buy a gun?
No. Yeah, so obviously you fill out the 4473, but you don't have to do the background check.
Right.
Right
there. I mean, in South Carolina, it's the same way. And I would love to. I think it would be fascinating to look at that data, because most of these gun grabbers that are out there right now calling for expanded background checks and all these other things, most of them don't know that they have voted for and okayed in these various states this idea that if you've been vetted for a permit, I mean, South Carolina, I don't have to go through a background check either.
No, so, the NICS system only covers 30-some states. I can't remember the exact number. I think 33 or something like that last time I looked. But there's only about 33 states that submit to the NICS system. The rest handle their own background checks. Some of those communicate with the NICS system, some don't. These are all things that are supposedly addressed by the fixed NICS bill, quote unquote. But I don't know anybody who has a whole lot of faith in that.
All right. Well, when you think about that, if we're talking, let's say that, what do you think the permit holders of the United States are? We got about a minute to figure this out. What do you think? 17 million?
Yeah, that's about the last. I heard 16 or 17 last time I read something on that.
If 17 million people that are permit holders buy two guns a year, that's 34 million guns getting into circulation without a background check.
Yes. Well, again, in not in every state is that it. Do you get a pass on background checks?
Sure, I know, but I've never asked somebody that doesn't say yes to
Let's
that.
Say it's only half that. That's still 17 million.
That's still a lot of guns to get out there. Anyway, Truth About Guns. There was a time when this show could have been called the Truth About Guns Radio. They're just a resource that there's a couple of peers, but not that many. No, they're at the truthaboutguns.com. I am talking to the editor, Dan Zimmerman, as we do the weekly wrap-up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from The Truth About Guns as we do the weekly wrap up is Dan Zimmerman. We just talked about the educated guess, which I'm sure made a lot of people upset. Which I relish. Oh. I relish that, Dan. I relish just thinking about it. But
yeah, I think there's some pearl clutching and some hand wringing over the number of firearms that the Americans owned.
So, what is item number two then?
Item number two is another survey or a study. This one done by the FBI. They've been looking at mass shooters and who they are, where they got their firearms, their backgrounds, that kind of thing. And some very interesting facts came out of this study. Number one is that 75% of them got their guns legally, meaning they went through all the proper channels, they got them, they bought them, they did their background checks, and did it by the book. The rest either stole, borrowed, or bought their guns illegally. And what that means is, after every mass shooting, there are always calls for closing the gun show loophole and universal background checks. Well, that would have absolutely no effect on almost any mass shooting.
Right.
If you look at what the FBI is telling us here, they don't buy their guns at gun shows. They don't buy them from friends. These people are doing exactly what they're supposed to do in terms of legally buying a firearm before they, of course, do something god awful.
Right.
The other thing that they found was that only 25% of them had any sort of diagnosed mental illness. You know, everybody thinks that, you know, he's crazy. Of course, you know, to do what he did, you have to be insane. Well, the FBI actually went out of their way to say that's not helpful to say that. First of all, these people aren't. Only 25% of them, again, had any type of diagnosed mental illness. Some of it had to, you know, exhibited some signs of depression or stress or whatever, but you know, who doesn't have that occasionally? Something like 18% of Americans take some sort of medication for stress or depression or whatever. We get what, something like 8 or 10 mass shootings a year. Every one is too much, and it's horrible. But again, after a mass shooting, everybody says we've got to do something about our mental health system. And of course, our mental health system is not wonderful. It's not ideal. But again, most of these people aren't diagnosed as mentally ill. So how is jiggering with the mental health system or making more people ineligible to buy firearms because of any kind of interface they've had with doctors over their mental health, how's that going to change anything? According to the FBI, it isn't.
Right. So, I mean, I've always known this. A background check is a Polaroid. It's a snapshot. It's a moment in time when, at that particular moment, these kind of things were in place, right? And
that's
this
right.
This whole idea of trying to foresee crimes being committed, and basing that on a background check is, I've always thought it's pretty dumb.
Yeah, it really is. Because all kinds of things could have changed in somebody's life afterwards, of course. Can and do. So people who hang their hats on the NICS system and on doing background checks are making a big mistake because obviously virtually all mass shooters pass those background checks. So what are they really doing other than creating a huge amount of paperwork for gun dealers and adding expense to firearms purchasers? And again, after every shooting, there's the three primary things happen. People say, well, after certainly Las Vegas, number one, we've got to ban bump stocks. My God.
Of course.
We've got to close the gun show loophole and have universal background checks. And, you know, we've got to do something about our mental health system. Well, number one, bump stocks have been used in one crime ever in history. It was a horrible crime, but it's been once. So millions of bump stocks sold, one time was it used in a crime. Universal background checks, FBI says that wouldn't do a damn thing to stop these shooters. Mental health, only about 25% of these people are, quote, crazy, unquote. So all these so-called prescriptions that politicians and the media shout about after something terrible happens would do almost nothing to solve the problem. All it would do is inconvenience and affect law-abiding gun owners.
Well, here's the thing. We saw this with Sutherland, Texas. We saw it with the D.C. Naval Yard. We saw it with Aurora. I mean, a lot of these rampage killers are on the radar.
Yeah.
You know, the cops know about it. Parkland, all of these guys, they're known. I mean, Aaron Alexis was having discussions with his microwave. And a cop called and told the D.C. Naval Yard that, and, you know, ostensibly you would think they have to have some semblance of a clearance just to get on the post. And still, he was able to buy a shotgun. And he should have been. He had two shooting incidents that I know of that, if I'd done those, I'd have been a prohibited person, without a doubt. But having this and having the background check system and, all of these people, the Sutherland thing where they don't report it, that's just the tip of the iceberg about these guys that aren't reported. What do you think that number is?
Oh, I can't even imagine what that is.
Millions, wouldn't you think?
No, of course. Yeah. Charleston church shooter, same thing. The guy had admitted to he was charged with drug possession, had admitted to it. If that had been reported, that would have gotten an eviction. But of course, that never happened. In fact, that happened this week too. The families of some of the survivors there had sued the FBI over the failure in the NICS system, and that was dismissed because, of course, the FBI has immunity in cases that.
Sure, they do. Because they'd be run out of business. The government would be owing so many people if those lawsuits could succeed.
Yeah, it would be chaos if
you held them accountable
for every mistake they made.
So, we existed for a long time without the NICS system. I remember when it went into effect. Does anybody ever get out there? I'll ask you this in the next segment. I don't want to ask you that question, then you not be able to answer it. Truthaboutguns.com. They have a stable of writers from all kinds of people writing from all kinds of perspectives, technical perspective, political perspective, just the regular run of the mill training perspective, all of this stuff. And it's all at one site, truthaboutguns.com. The editor there is Dan Zimmerman, who's my guest tonight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An immigration lawyer says today is the first day in a month that no parents charged with crossing the U.S. border illegally have been separated from their kids. President Trump tweeted that Democrats have been telling phony stories of sadness and grief. New information is now emerging about the viral photo of a crying immigrant girl. Her image is on the front cover of Time magazine. Border Patrol agent Carlos Ruiz says he encountered her and her mother. They've come from Honduras.
We asked her to set the kid down in front of her so we can properly search the mother. The kid immediately started crying as he set it down. I personally went up to the mother and asked her, "Are you doing okay? Is the kid okay?" And she said, "Yes." And she's tired and thirsty. It's 11 o'clock at night.
the child was not separated from her mother. You're listening to USA Radio News.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hirst has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hirst says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hirst, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit armandhammer.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We're going down the list of the things that he thought were noteworthy of The Truth About Guns. Isn't that sort of a hard... I'm really not being fair to you, because they give you like four chances to give that a shot. Hey, what were the most important things out of a 60 order? Isn't that bad of me? That's just horrible.
Oh, gosh, it's terrible. Yeah, I do. I go through the week's stories, and I whittle them down and get to the ones I think might be most interesting for your readers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just gonna move on from where we were talking in the last segment, because I want to know what is next on your mind. What are you thinking about here?
Well, we had a Supreme Court decision on sales taxes come down this week, and you wouldn't think that would be interesting to gun owners, but it could be. Back in 1992, the Supreme Court decided that internet companies, retailers, that don't have physical presences in a state aren't obligated to collect sales tax.
Right.
Which is why a lot of people love to shop on the internet, because they don't, as long as Amazon doesn't have an operation in their state, they can buy from Amazon with no sales tax. Well, this week the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, overturned that. They decided that was the wrong way to go. And the Amazons of the world, and more important for gun owners, the Midways, the Cabela's, people like that, that they might buy from, the Lucky Gunners, will be obligated to collect sales tax in states where they're not located. And that could be a big deal for a few reasons. Number one, it's going to make local gun stores more attractive, relatively. So people who might have bought, a gun or let's say stock or a scope before and bought it from Midway or Brownells for a lot of reasons, but also one of which being they could avoid the sales tax. may not find that big a difference, that much of a difference anymore. They, you know, they could go to their local gun store and it could be within a few bucks and make it economical to buy from them. But another reason has to do with people who live in gun control states. Part of the obligation of collecting sales taxes by these companies is that those states will have the right to periodically audit their books and make sure that they are collecting and reporting or remitting all the sales tax due to the state. So let's say you live in California and you bought a you bought some Magpul furniture from Midway. Well, what if California decides they're going to audit Midway's books and they note all the people who bought Magpul furniture from them? And then they also note that a whole lot of people in the state of California who own ARs haven't registered them. That deadline's coming up, actually. And so far, a fraction of the number of people who own ARs in the state have done that. Same thing happened in New York. Well, they could look at the names and addresses of people who bought AR furniture and compare that and see if they've got any registration data for an AR at a certain from a certain address. That could be rather inconvenient. What if New York does the same thing? What if you go to Lucky Gunner and see that, somebody at a certain address bought a lot of 223 ammo? That could mean they own an AR, could not, but good chance that they do. Did they get somebody in that address register a rifle? Could be interesting in a very inconvenient way.
Yes, yes.
We'll see if they ever take it to that extent, but it's possible now that the that these companies are going to have to start remitting tax information.
Now, do you think it will cull the small businesses out of the way?
No. I think the corner gun store is actually going to benefit from this. I think it's going to hurt the Midways and the Brownells and people like that. Because they're not going to have that as much of a price advantage anymore. Certainly they buy in bulk and probably can offer a lower price for the item itself, but the tax charge is going to be there, and the only difference would be potentially shipping. But obviously you're going to have to pay shipping to the over the internet, although some of them waive that, but it's got to be built in the price there somewhere. So we shall see.
Yeah, that's one thing I saw where they're thinking that a lot of these companies will be culled out. But I don't see how.
Yeah,
if they have something that somebody wants, to be honest with you, I just don't see how that would actually occur.
I'm not sure if they have a good enough service and sell at a good enough price, people will continue to do business with them. But it's going to make doing business for these companies a whole lot harder because you're going to have to deal with the tax rates in every state and even local rates. Obviously, different cities have different rates. So it's a huge job. There are businesses out there that help online retailers deal with all that. From a systems perspective, but it's an administrative nightmare, and it's going to add a lot of cost to these businesses. They're not incurring right now.
Right. So I guess that part of it, I'm waiting to see what right now with all of the financial services and the bigger banks trying to, where they can, take away credit card services and everything else. Do you think this throws a monkey wrench in their grand scheme as far as the way they were going to execute it or now that they have to, because these guys, will they be the ones that have to watch out and make sure these guys are charging sales tax and everything? Who's going to be in charge of that?
Well, each state is responsible for making sure of compliance on their own. So they typically hit the biggest remitters. So they'll figure that, let's say Brownells remits $50,000 a month in sales tax to the state of New York. They will periodically decide whether or not it's worth actually auditing that, and making sure that they're capturing all the data for all the sales for everybody in all their customers in the state. They sample the data and make sure that it's within tolerances and make sure that they're in fact complying with the law. But that, again, that's up to every state. So the, a Brownell is going to have to deal with 50 to the extent that they have sales tax. Not every state has sales tax, but no, I think 48 of them do. They're going to have to deal with all those states now. And again, that's a huge administrative expense and pain in the rear end.
I wonder, with the tax reform that they had, all of these blue states are now they can't write certain things off. Like Texas doesn't have to subsidize New York City anymore, right?
Right. And that just went right out of my head as to how that worked. But you're absolutely right. There was a feature in the law that the current tax bill did away with, and that disproportionately hurt blue states with high tax rates.
Well, I'll tell you about that when we get back. We're coming up on the break. I just want to get your take on that because I wonder if this might start moving some people around. But anyway, Truth About Guns. That's where Dan Zimmerman hangs out every day, all day, except on Friday when he's here for an hour. He gets a reprieve from all of the writing and the editing he has to do. Huge, prolific website. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. And as a reminder, Dan, the whole thing about the tax part of it, like in New York State, where they have extremely high property taxes, they could write them off after they reached a certain level against their federal tax, which right. meant the states that didn't have state tax, right, the federal taxes that you were paying in, that was sort of subsidizing that deduction, you know.
Exactly. They eliminated that, and these high tax, mostly blue states, those local tax burdens were being minimized because of the deductibility on the federal level.
Right.
That's
right.
Gone now. So
now they have to face the music, yeah. And
exactly.
I'm wondering if these businesses that exist in places where, I mean, there's a lot of states, there's a few states that don't have any state tax. I could see this sort of leading to a movement.
Yeah, I live in one of them, and it's very nice.
Yeah. So, that part of it, I find that part of that equation very interesting because money is, you know, all of those Northeastern typical Democrats that voted for Trump, they started voting with their wallets because at the end of the day, the cause doesn't pay the bills. So, in some cases, anyway.
Yeah, at some point, they have to wonder what they're paying for.
Yeah. So, before we wrap this one up, what else would you like to bring up?
Well, there's an interesting thing that came out of Southern California this week. There was a man, Manuel Fernandez, somebody mentioned to the police that he had a huge number of firearms, and I guess they got a warrant. They searched his house, and they found 500 firearms in the man's house. Now, the problem with that is that he was a felon. So, you know, obviously California is wonderful. Gun control laws, it's as safe a place as can be. Sheriff Jim McDonald of L.A. County said, this case is a testament to the community's involvement in reducing crime and taking guns out of criminals' hands. Well, I'm not so sure. I mean, how did he manage to accumulate 500 firearms despite, one, being a felon, so he's a prohibited person,
right,
and two, living in California, which has some of the strictest gun control laws in the nation? It seems to be more of a testament to how futile gun control laws really are, and that if any and to the what what gun owners say frequently is that criminals tend not to comply with gun control laws. They do whatever the hell they want, and they go out, and if they want a firearm, they get it. And this guy did it 500 times.
Sure. Do we know, was he planning on arming some people, or did he just have 500 guns? Or
I haven't seen what it was that he intended to do. He apparently just liked to own a lot of firearms, like the rest of us. Unfortunately, he'd lost his gun rights. So,
but he wasn't doing anything beyond being a prohibited person.
Yeah, he was not involved in any current criminal activity that I had seen.
Right. Well, I mean, the first thing, Dan, you're not supposed to notice the futility of gun control and gun control.
Oh,
you're not supposed to notice that. You know, and the other thing is the part of it, you know, with five or six, you know, a gun controller could be out there like, you know, that can happen anywhere. You know, it's the states that have lesser laws than ours that allow these kinds of things to happen. But then when you got five, I actually heard that he actually had about 50 more from somebody else, too.
Yeah, there was another woman who had 50 or 60 of them who apparently was helping him get these. I don't know if she was a straw purchaser or how that was working, but he had quite a collection. Some of them apparently were very expensive firearms as well. So
sure.
He wasn't just buying, you know, Saturday Night Specials and cheap guns to be used on the street. He had some very nice firearms in his extensive collection.
So this really shouldn't be getting out, Dan. Did you publish that? Did you put that out irresponsibly, Dan?
I did. I let people know that somehow somebody in California who had a state with universal background check, somehow this man was in a
gun registry. 30 days, 30-day wait between handgun purchases, 10-day wait to pick them up.
That's right.
No ghost guns.
He compiled an arsenal.
9 million gun owners and 50,000 permits.
Yeah, how does that work?
Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody from New York the other day who wrote Good Gun, Bad Guy, Dan Waz. And we were talking about the difference between California and New York, where in California, if you have a permit, you can walk down the middle of Los Angeles and carry your gun, right? But in New York, you can't do that. In certain counties of New York, you can't do it. As a matter of fact, from county to county, they have to be highly educated individuals in order to go from place to place and retain that permit.
You're talking about a concealed carry permit?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah, they are statewide, I believe, in California, where, yeah, they are absolutely not, I believe, in New York. I think that's, is that what he was saying?
Yes, but I mean,
yeah.
Doesn't that seem sort of odd in California? Wouldn't they have corrected that by now?
let's not mention, let's not give them any ideas. That does make life easier for the people in California who live in counties where the chief law enforcement officer will sign their application for a concealed carry permit, and there are plenty of them. Especially in the interior part of the state, away from the coastal areas, you can get concealed carry permits, and they do exist. So.
Yeah, and California's was very interesting because a concealed carry permit holder could carry a gun anywhere a cop could at one point. And then they did away with, you could carry them in schools in California, but they did away with that because of these, the scourge of concealed carry permit holders that were attacking schools.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, which was actually just somebody noticing, you know, these permit holders can carry in schools. Who voted for this one? Kevin DeLeon's front and center. Come here. So
I'm sure Leland Yee had a lot to say about that.
What, before he was incarcerated?
Yeah. In fact, he's a guest of ours here in Texas. He's up in Fort Worth serving his 5-year sentence.
Now, here's the guy. That's a guy that was really trafficking in weapons of war, which we never referred to the weapons we had in the military as weapons of war. They were just weapons. And, Leland was a hypocrite of the highest order.
Oh, yeah. That was if Schadenfreude were sugar, I'd be a diabetic today because of how much I enjoyed being able to write about when he was nabbed for gun running, one of the most anti-gun legislators in the California Assembly, and people who didn't notice it. He was actually running guns into the Bay Area, fully automatic firearms, I think, in some instances.
He and his highly sophisticated partner, Shrimp Boy.
Shrimp Boy, yes. A local mobster.
Yep, yep. So.
And one of the best names in the history of crime.
Why doesn't it ever get brought up with anti-gunners out there? With the broad brush they paint us with, wouldn't it be fun to just lob that back at them? You know, I'm just looking around you to see who your equivalent of Shrimp Boy is. Should I be referring to you as Leland? I mean, that's what they do with us all the time. I just think it's fair game, Dan.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. Somehow that never happens. I mean, the story of Leland Yee, you can make a heck of a movie from the double life that guy was leading.
Yeah, that was a serious one. That was a serious double life. I wonder if they would whitewash it and put Tom Cruise in there. Because they put Tom Cruise in everything anymore. So, anyway, I don't want to give him any ideas. He does them so far. He hasn't. Yeah. At the NRA meetup, I met the guy who was, he was in the Ten Commandments. He had stunt doubled for Sylvester Stallone a bunch. His name was Diamond, and I can't remember his last name, but his first name was, you know, quite distinctive. And I was just asking him about that. He's like, yeah, you get pulverized out there. So the first time Tom takes a misstep, he'll be calling for the stunt double. But, hey, we're running out of time. So I want to thank you for joining me. Truthaboutguns.com, 15 articles a day most of the time. Stable of writers you can't believe. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We will do it again next week, sir.
I will be here.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, Tatiana Whitlock and the weaponized woman, as she brings a girl and a gun, girl with a gun. It's going to be good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.